Amen, amen. You may be seated. Have a seat. What a great morning to be in church. And we've had a great start to our series called Speak Life. Hi to anyone I don't know. I'm Alicia. Everyone who does know me just goes, yep, hi. 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 So we're going to continue the second part of Speak Life this morning. And I'm really excited to bring the message this morning. So we're going to read a passage out of Genesis. And when we were planning this series, we have to understand that in the beginning, God spoke. He actually used his voice. And so we're going to look at that passage this morning. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about how God has talked to me and shaped me around how I use this thing. And we're going to get through that together this morning. Is that good? All right. So if you've got your Bibles with you this morning, turn to Genesis chapter 1 and share with those around you. Say g'day if you don't know them. I'm going to start in verse 1. So first this, God created the heavens and the earth. And I'm reading from the Message. So if you have a different translation, it'll be you'll be able to follow it. All you see or you don't see, earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird over the watery abyss. God spoke light and light appeared. God saw that the light was good and it separated light from dark. God named the light day and he named the dark night. It was evening, it was morning, day one. God spoke sky in the middle of the waters, separate water from water. God made sky. He separated the water under sky and from the water above sky. And there it was. He named sky the heavens. It was evening, it was morning, day two. God spoke, separate water beneath heaven, gather into one place, land appear, and there it was. God named the land earth and he named the pooled water ocean. God saw that it was good. God spoke, earth, green up. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree, and there it was. Earth produced green seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw that it was good. It was evening, it was morning, day three. God spoke, lights come out, shine in the heaven sky, separate day from night, mark seasons and days and years, lights in heaven sky to give light to earth, and there it was. God made two big lights, the larger to take care of day, the smaller to be in charge of the night, and he made the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to light up the earth and oversee day and night, to separate light and dark. God saw that it was good. It was evening, it was morning, day four. God spoke, swarm ocean with fish and all sea life. Birds fly through the sky over earth. God created the huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind of species of flying birds. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill the ocean. Birds reproduce on the earth. It was evening, it was morning, day five. God spoke, earth, generate life, every sort of kind, cattle and reptiles and wild animals, all kinds. And there it was, wild animals of every kind, cattle of all kinds, every sort of reptile and bug. God saw that it was good. God spoke, let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature so that they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Amen? Amen. So think about this passage. Consider the passage God spoke. And what I can see here is that God spoke to create. God spoke to what was and used his words to transform what was into what he intended it to be. He used his words to bring about a future. And as I was reading this passage about the creation, God sometimes speaks to me in pictures. Anyone like a picture? Anyone like the, so sometimes you need to learn a bit differently than the whole written thing. And I said, God, what is it that you could teach us about your nature in how you spoke to create the world? And that's what I want to go through today. First thing he did, God spoke light into darkness. He spoke light into darkness. And it said there, God spoke light and light appeared. God saw the light was good and it separated light from dark. You know, what I can see is in our lives, sometimes we need words to come in and bring light where there's darkness. And we can use our voice to walk into somebody's world who's living in darkness and speak hope. Sometimes people need to hear truth to bring them back from what is the darkness that's surrounding them. I've seen so many people lose hope in a situation, and words can bring light. So God said to 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 and 11, listen to this. God didn't set us up for an angry rejection, but for salvation by our Master, Jesus Christ. He died for us, a darkness and a death that triggered life. Whether we're awake with the living or asleep with the dead, we're alive in him. So speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be in this together. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this, just keep on doing it. Is that great? My mouth is light to darkness. What I speak to others in encouragement brings light where there is darkness. So I think, for me, there's a statement in my life, and it's this: I will speak hope into dark places. I will change a dark atmosphere with words of encouragement. Awesome. Number two, God spoke to the middle of the waters and he brought something out. So let's go back to the passage. It says, God spoke sky in the middle of the waters. Separate water from water, God made sky. And he separated the water under the sky from the water above the sky. Now, this is the amazing thing. When I was looking at that, I'm going, God, what is it that you can show me in this part of the passage? And he said, what's it like when you're in the middle of the waters? What's it like when you're in the middle of a raging ocean with waves and things going on around you? He said, I spoke to that and I brought something out of the middle of it. We can use our words to bring something solid out of the middle of our storms. We can bring something out, and he lifted it above. And that is that I can use my words in the middle of my storm, in the middle of my waters. I lift my gaze and start speaking to things that are above my situation, not down in my situation. And so when you look at that passage, Hebrews 11 says this: the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, by what we see created, by what we don't see. You see, the land, something solid, came out of something turbulent. Our faith is something solid in the middle of the turbulence. And what we speak needs to reflect the faith on which we stand. And so my call to action in me is I, in the middle of my storm, I will bring something out of the middle. I will raise my sight above my circumstance and I will speak over my situation. Amen? The word of God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. It is solid, it is reliable, it is trustworthy. God said, I bought land, something solid you can stand on out of the midst of the waters. Amen. Number three, he spoke to the earth and the plants grew. So let's have a look at the scripture. God spoke, separate. Water beneath heaven gather into one place and land appear. And there it was, and God named the land Earth. He named the pooled water ocean, and God saw that it was good. God spoke, Earth, green up. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree, and there it was, Earth produced. Green seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. You know, God said to me, you know what you can do with your words, Alicia? You can speak growth. You can call out of things to grow with your words. We can speak to others and call them forward to grow and not leave them stuck. You have the ability with your words to speak to someone and encourage them in their gift. You can pull out talents and futures and hopes and destinies in people with your words. What we can do is we can speak to say, I can see something in you and I want to grab a hold of that and pull you forward. I'm not going to leave you stuck. I'm not going to leave you where you were. I'm going to bring you forward because you have something in you that's going to produce something amazing. We can use that to speak to our children. You can speak life into your children by bringing out what's in them. We can speak life into our workplaces. When was the last time we said thank you to our boss? Just slight distraction so you could get over that moment. We can speak life and pull out great things that we see in things, in community organisations, in people. Pull it out, make it grow, speak life into Tasmania, encourage our politicians, tell people what they can be. Paul did this with Timothy. Paul did this in 1 Timothy 1, 18 and 19. He says, I'm passing this work on to you, my son Timothy. The prophetic word that was directed to you prepared us for this. All those prayers are coming together now, so you will do this well. Paul spoke over Timothy and said, you will do it and you'll do it well. Fearless in your struggle, keeping a firm grip on your faith and on yourself. After all, this is a fight we're in. And he did it again in 1 Timothy 6. He said, but you, Timothy, are a man of God. So run from all these evil things. Pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight, fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey this command without wavering. Then no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus comes again. Paul knew the power of speaking people's destinies back over their lives. He reminded Timothy who he was. He gave him encouraging words to stick with the path, the call of God that was on his life. Stephen Furtick says it like this. He says, if you want to bring out the potential in someone, speak to them as if you are speaking to someone and you know they have the possibility to be. So speak to them according to who you know they have the possibility to be, not who they're being in that moment. Oh, if you can grab a hold of that, that will transform your marriage. It will transform every difficult relationship you have. To grab a hold in our hearts that this mouth that we have, we are living in a world of relationships that we have created through this. And as we begin to speak to people according to who they have the possibility to be, then they will move towards that. Now, if I got a few of you up here on the stage and I started telling you what you're not, and I started telling you the bad things about you, you're going to walk out of here and live out of those words. If we can grab a hold of someone and start speaking to them about who they possibly could be, our marriages. My husband, I've told this story before many years ago, he used to frustrate me about being indecisive. I'd say, what do you want for dinner? He used to say, oh, pizza? Do you want pizza? Maybe fish. Could we? Maybe fish. All right, I'm not sure. Maybe, what about curry? We can have curry. I'm standing there, I am going to really get really cross right now. So I continually started declaring over him, you are so indecisive. It drives me mad. Anyone get what I'm talking about? That's amazing. Come on, help me preach if you understand what I'm talking about. We use our words to declare over people what they are in that moment. Instead of saying, you are a great husband to this family. You make great decisions. I love it when you make a strong decision. I am talking to you as if I know what you can be. It transformed our marriage. Because we start speaking to one another about the best. My call to action, I will use my voice to call others forward, to grow, to believe, to grow in their gifts and talents, to bring the best out in others. That's my call to action. Gorgeous Lucy's here today. She's in my State League netball team. She's looking at me like, what are you mentioning me for? I'm a State League netball coach. My job is to speak to those girls about who they have the capability to be. Yes? My job as a coach is to talk to them about who I know they are and what they're capable of being. So I get in their face. Come on, you can do that again. Yes, we need correction. Yes, there's some things we're not doing well, but I know what we're capable of. Is that right, Luce? Go the Blues. Amen. What am I up to? Four? Good. Four. God spoke. He spoke and the lights came out. This is awesome. So let's go back to the scripture. God spoke, lights come out. Shine in the heaven sky, separate day from night. Mark the seasons and the days and the years. Lights in heaven sky to give light to earth. And there it was. God said to me, he said, you know what? I spoke and I created stars and moon and sun and all those things to provide guidance to the earth about the seasons. My mouth can provide wisdom and guidance to help others through the seasons of life. I can help, you can help people navigate seasons that they go through in life. Everybody has seasons. Everybody has seasons where it's hard. Everyone has seasons where it's great. Everyone has seasons of grief and sadness. But my mouth can be wisdom and guidance on how to navigate the seasons of life. Is that good? Proverbs 2, verse 6 says, for the Lord grants wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And Proverbs 18 and 21 says, the tongue can bring death or life, and those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So when I'm sitting there with somebody who's going through a season in their life, what am I saying to them? How do my words help them navigate that season? How do my words, when there's a death in the family, help them navigate that season? How do my words speak to a parent whose child has just been diagnosed with a disability? What do my words say to them? What do I say to my child who's just failed a test? What do I say when there is a season of struggle, when somebody's losing their faith? Your guidance and wisdom. We're to call on the word of the Lord to give guidance and wisdom. It's not human wisdom. It's to have the word of God in our hands. To say, hey, use this. Sometimes we're going to need to be that person that walks along someone else, walks beside someone else during their season. Amen? Five, he spoke to the earth to generate life. God spoke. Swarm ocean. Oh, have I done that one? Yeah, no, I haven't done that one. Swarm ocean with fish and all sea life. Birds fly through the sky over earth. God created the huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind of species of flying birds. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and he said, prosper, reproduce, fill the ocean, birds, reproduce on earth. It was evening and it was morning, day five. And God spoke, earth, generate life. every sort and kind, cattle and reptiles and wild animals, all kinds. And there it was, wild animals of every kind, cattle of all kinds, every sort of reptile and bug. I looked at that and I said, God, you created chaos. He created a lot, every sort of everything. And he kept creating, and he kept filling the oceans, and he kept filling the earth with all types and all kinds. And I said, God, what is it that you're trying to show me about what I can speak? And he said, your words have the ability to bring together community. We can use our words to divide or to bring a community together. We use our words to create division, or to bring individuality to life, to celebrate and accept our differences, but knowing that we are all created and accepted by our Heavenly Father, that we all have a role to play in this community. God created ecosystems. Every bit was different, but every bit was important. 1 Peter 3, 8 to 12 says this, summing up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you, no exceptions. What a great scripture. Amen? No retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job. To bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day filled up with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. Snub evil and cultivate good. Run after peace with all that you're worth. God looks on all of this with approval, listening and responding well to what he's asked, but he turns his back on those who do evil things. We have a lot of political discussions that our community wants to participate in right now. We have a world talking about whether we build walls or whether we break them down, whether we exclude parts of our community or whether we bring them together. We have discussions going on about nationalism. The Word of God says, I created men and women all the same. I created all of them and I love them equally. Our job is to use our words to bring community together, to seek peace, to tell people they're worth it, regardless of where they've come from or where they're at, that we speak to people and say, you're worth it and you're welcome. That we are diverse, that we are different, that we've had different experiences, but God knew all of it, and my words can bring communities together. The church's role is not to stand in judgment and divide. The church's role is to serve and bring the love of God to our community. So my words, my challenge to me is my words will create community. I will foster diversity, encourage individuals, bring people together, knowing that we are all loved equally by our Father and each person has a role to play. And the last thing he spoke was let us, and he's talking about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let us create man in our own image. And God said, you were created. You were created to reflect me. You were created to reflect your Heavenly Father. I created man to have to rule the earth. I, as God, spoke and created life. I created you in my image to walk this earth and speak life. I want you to reflect who I am. And so Ephesians 4:29, God said, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ah, that scripture, God, just, it was just like I was sitting there preparing and God just went thump on my chest. Is everything that I say building others up? Is it according to what they need or what I need? So my statement became, I will use my voice to reflect my Heavenly Father, that my words would be pure, full of love. I will speak life. Amen? Come on, help me preach it. Now, you know me, if you've heard me preach before. I got to the end of that and I said, God, thank you for showing me all of that. I feel really inspired. But I kind of need to talk to you about something that happened this week. God goes, yeah, I know I was there. I said, yeah. And I don't know about you, but sometimes speaking life is really hard. Oh, sorry, just me? And I think the reason that it's hard comes from Matthew. And so I'm going to read you this passage out of Matthew 12, verse 33 to 37. A tree is identified by its fruit. So he's using an analogy to say, you can tell what kind of tree it is by the fruit that it produces. I can tell what kind of person you are by the fruit that you produce. If a tree is good, the fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes. Jesus called a group of people a brood of snakes. And if you read that passage, he's talking to the Pharisees. He's talking to the religious people of the day. And he said, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. Wow. Out of the overflow of my heart, I speak. And I know that. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a bit like a kettle. You know, the steam builds up, a bit of a whistle kettle, and the steam is building up and it's building up, and then it comes out. Out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth speaks. So for me to be able to speak life, I've got to renew my heart and get my heart right. And I said, God, this week was interesting. I went into a business meeting this week, and I'm going to tell you my side of the story, because I did all the right things. I worked so hard on this job. I did everything I could. There were things they wouldn't have even got through if it wasn't for me. I did things they didn't even know about. And I went into a group of people. And there was lies, fake interactions. There was pride. There was greed. There was all these undercurrents. There was telling non-truths about what was happening and the deals falling to bits and... Well, I left that meeting and I was slightly irritated. Only just slightly irritated. No, to tell you the truth, I got home and that was it. I was done. And it knocked me out for about 3 hours. I felt sick. I felt like there was an injustice about what had happened. I felt it just churned over in my head. I was going through every scenario about what I can say and what I'm going to do and about how I'm going to set the record straight. Whew. And Proverbs 12 verse 6 says, our words have the power to destroy and the power to build up. So in my turmoil, I sat on my bed. And I've learnt this about myself over the years, is that when I get into that frame of mind, I am not a good tree. I churn it. And I sat on my bed and I got my Bible out and I started reading. And I try and fill my mind with something else other than that situation. I got to stop thinking about it. I need to fill my mind with something else. I got my Bible out and I sat down and I started to read. And all I could think about was, God, how do I get revenge? Show me a passage in the Bible where I could speak truth to these people and they would feel sorry and apologize for their injustice. Show me the word, God, as I come before you in such a humble manner. I'm glad none of you understand what that's like. And God said to me, sitting on my bed, he said, do the opposite. He said, do the opposite. He said, today you've sat in a room where people have used their voices to bring deceit, to tear down, to break apart and to destroy. I want you to use your voice tonight to build someone else up. And he said, I want you to begin to start to pray for people. Start to pray for people. Whoever I drop into your heart, start to pray for them. And then I'm going to get you to send that person a word of encouragement. So I sat there and I began to pray for people that came into my mind. And I said, God, show me a scripture about how I can encourage that person about what's going on in their world right now. Or maybe I didn't know anything. I just sent an encouraging word. I found a scripture. I said, I feel this scripture's for you. And I just love you. I admire you. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep going. By the time I had finished, I had an hour of reading the word, praying for people and sending out words that build up. And guess what? I'd forgotten about my day. And I slept that night in peace because I learned the power of changing what's happening to me into something that is speaking life and building up. I made a choice, and sometimes it's a hard choice. And I still got to go back and figure out what I'm going to say in that situation, and possibly God will say nothing. Maybe it will be say nothing. I don't know. He'll help me. He'll give me the grace and the ability to navigate that situation. But I had to make a choice in that moment. Was I going to speak life or was I going to speak death? And I choose to speak life. Let's just close our eyes. God, in your presence this morning, Lord, I want to get my heart right. I know there's some things in my heart. They're going to influence what I say about certain situations. There's things that I don't know if I can hope for, God. But I know you want me to speak life into those things and bring them about. God, there's people that have done me wrong, but I know you want me to build them up and change that relationship. I know you want me to be an instrument to bring love. God, I know that you want me to play a role in the community where I can talk and bring people together, break down walls and encourage. God, but I got to deal with what's in my heart. Lord, as we sit here this morning, we bring our hearts before you. God, forgive us. Forgive us, God, for the moments where we've stored up some treasure, some anger, some some hurt, some disappointment. God, we just let that go this morning. We give it to you. God, we pray that you would remind us of your word, that we'd fill our hearts with treasures from you. Great memories. Lord, the word of God, fill our hearts with it this morning, God. And use us as instruments for you. Just while we've got our eyes closed and our heads bowed, just take that time before God. But if you're here this morning, maybe it's the first time, maybe you've been a couple of times. Can I tell you that God spoke over you to create you before you were even anything physical? He said he knew you before you were born. He knew how many hairs were going to be on your head. He knew what you were going to like. He knew what you were going to struggle with. He knew the path that your life would take. And he said this in John. He said, "For God so loved you that he sent his son to pay a price for all the mistakes, all the sin, all the times you missed the mark." He said, "I don't want you to bear that cost." He said, "I'm going to let my son do that for you." And you have an opportunity. The word says that those who believe and confess receive that forgiveness and salvation for eternity. And I know that God's speaking to some people here this morning. Your heart's beating. You know that he's close. You feel the weight of part of the life journey that you've been through. And just while everyone's eyes are bowed and heads are down, I'm just going to ask you, if that's you this morning and you want to say, "God, I'm here. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I want to receive that. I need to start again. I need a fresh start." If that's you this morning, I just want you to raise your hand. You can put it down. I'm going to pray with you at the end of the service. Is there anyone here who would like to do that? Just raise your hand. I'll see it in privacy and I'll acknowledge it, and you can put it down again and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here this morning that would like to do that? Just as I look around. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just stand up in the presence of God this morning. This word is such a life-giving word. But it's going to take something on the inside of you to say, "I'm going to choose that. I'm going to choose that. God, I'm going to need some help, because, you know, I'm going to walk out of here and someone's going to cheese me off and I'm going to tell them what I think." But there's going to have to be something on the inside of us that says, "You know what? I'm going to be a person that speaks life. We have the power of life and death on this thing here, and I want to be part of that. And I'm going to move from speaking criticism to speaking encouragement. I'm going to move from speaking fear to speaking hope. I'm going to move from speaking disappointment to speaking hope. I'm going to move on the inside of me to go and repair relationships that are broken through the words that I speak. I'm going to start speaking to people about who I know they are, not who they're being in that moment. I'm going to do something. I'm going to move on the inside of me." Imagine if 250 people were anointed by God above to speak life into Hobart from this day onwards. That I can see, God, where you have placed me. I'm going to go into work on Monday and I'm going to find someone that I can tell you're doing a great job. I'm going to find a young person and tell them that they are beautiful as they are. You're going to find them and you're going to speak life over them. You're going to say, "You know what I see in you? I see someone who's got an incredible future. You matter." I'm going to find someone who looks down and I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to say, "You matter. Can I help? Can I walk this journey out with you? here's a scripture. I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to use my phone. I'm going to use social media. I'm going to use the telephone to call. I'm going to use letter writing. I'm going to use whatever words I can to speak life into every situation that I come across. I am going to be part of the greatest change that Hobart, Tasmania has ever seen hit this city, because when I walk into a room, darkness flees, because I carry the presence of God. I am an anointed person. The word of God is in my heart, and as I speak, so it will be. So God's intention will come. He will use me to bring about what He intends in those situations. God, where I am in a relationship where I can't move forward and I know my words are tearing it down, God, we pray that You would help us. Help us change our marriages. Help us speak life to our partner. Help us to find the thing that we fell in love with. Help us to find the good. Help us to find the good with our parents. God, where they've let us down, where they're failing us, where they haven't spoke life over me, God, I won't retaliate. I will turn around and I will honor my mother and father, and I will thank them, and I will speak forgiveness, and I will speak life, and I will change things one word at a time. I will speak life. I will speak life. I will, on the inside of me, I will. I will. You know, when we worship, and we're going to worship now to close the service, when you worship, you are speaking life regardless of whether you feel like it or not. When you declare in worship those words of those songs, you are speaking life over yourself and over everyone else in this room. And so as we speak this, it doesn't matter how you feel about it, whether God let you down or whatever, get a hold of your spirit and sing that and worship your Heavenly Father like you mean it on the inside, because your words will create the life that you are going to walk in. Amen? Amen. Let's go. We're going to worship our God.
You give life.